come over him at the first sight of this famous and unique variety thereof, which has lost ages since the habit of growing on rocks or sea bottom, but propagates itself forever floating, and feeds among its branches a whole family of fish, crabs, cuttlefish, zoophytes, mollusks, which, like the plant which shelters them, are found nowhere else in the world. And that all, springing from the scientific use of the imagination, would be increased if you recollected the theory, not altogether impossible, that this sargasso, or possibly some of the animals which cling to it, marks the site of an Atlantic continent sunk long ages since, and that transformed by the necessities of life from a rooting to a floating plant, still it remembers its august abodes, and wanders round and round as if in search of the rock where once it grew. We looked eagerly day by day for more and more gulfweed, hoping that slimy things would crawl with legs upon that slimy sea. And though of the memorable day when Columbus's ship first plunged her bows into the tangled ocean meadow, and the sailors, naturally enough, were ready to mutiny, fearing hidden shoals, ignorant that they had 4 miles of blue water beneath their keel, and half recollecting old Greek and Phoenician legends of a weedy sea off the